Studying in the laws of tefillah, laws of prayer, we're up to in 114. We're up to subsection 3, Gimel. B'tal u'beruchos loy chivu chachamim lahaskir. The dew and the winds, the sages did not obligate to mention, which means that, you know, we have, like we say, Morid Hatol, the one who brings down the dew. We brought down before, there's various different customs, whether we say Morid Hatol. But it was no obligation to say that brings down the dew. And also, the Ruach, Mashiv HaRuach. We only talked about Morid HaGeshem. We talked about the Gid. But in the full languages, Mashiv HaRuach, or Morid HaGeshem, that blows the wind and brings down the dew. So he's telling us over here that the dew and the wind, the obligations, the Chachamim did not obligate to mention. Why not? Why is there no obligation? We're obligated to mention the rain, but we're not obligated to mention about the dew and the wind. Because, and the rabbis didn't institute, didn't obligate it, not when we mention it in the blessing of Mechaye Mesim, and that blessing, the second blessing, which we do the Morid HaGeshem, and also not Veloy B'Shailo Shebebich HaShonim, and also not in the blessing of the years, Baruch Aleinu HaShon HaZois, and when we ask, we also don't have to ask for do. Say V'Sein Motar, we can say, okay, or we say V'Sein Bracha, we say, we don't have to say, that's what we say in the summer, but we just say Matar, we don't have to ask about the wind or about the dew.
What does Matar mean?
Rain. Mipnei she'enom netzorim lo'olam. The reason why we don't mention them, because they never stop. There's always dew, always comes down, so there's basically no point in mentioning it to something which is always there, as opposed to the rain, but the wind and the dew are always there. V'imbo lahaskir maskir, if it comes to him, if he wishes to mention it, he can mention it. That's why in our Nusach we say, Mashiv haruach u'morid hageshem. We say it in the winter. And in the summer we say Morid hatol, in the mentioning. When it comes to asking, we say v'sein, tal u'motor livracha. So we ask for rain, but we also work the word dew. And in the summer we say v'sein bracha. So he says, however, in all places, he brings down the custom is loymar mashiv haruach ba'askar b'meisak shom. When we mention in this brach mechaye meisim, according to all the rain years, we say everybody says mashiv haruach merda geshem, which we say that's become a tradition. But ve'ein maskinnes haruach b'shaila, and it's also tradition that we don't ask for the wind in by matar, so it's, we don't say by the wind over there. But in the summer months, we don't say at all about the wind, about the ruach over there. But because it's only requested, we only need wind in the rainy seasons. We want it to dry out the moisture that's on the earth, shumeruba, that it's enough. So basically, that's why we say mashiv haruach morid hageshem in the winter, and in the summer we don't say at all about the ruach. We say morid hatol. It
brings down the dew.
Right. The im, and others don't say the im lo yiskiroi b'moisav geshamim. If you didn't mention, let's say you didn't say the same, you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, you just said Morid HaGeshem without saying Mashiv HaRuach, or maybe in the summer months you said Morid HaTol, you said Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaTol. So not saying it in the winter or saying it in the summer, the Mashiv HaRuach, Ein Machzir Neiso, you would not have to retract. Re-say. I feel a sima dam bracha, even if you didn't say, finish the bracha. Don't. So, in other words, because you don't really have to say it in the winter, And it doesn't hurt saying it in the summer. Mashi v'ruach, it's just not needed in the summer where we don't say it. And in the winter, it's needed, so we say it, but it's not part of the takona. It's not like the Morda Geshem. So if you didn't say Mashi v'ruach in the winter, you said Morda Geshem, but you didn't say Mashi v'ruach, or you said Mashi v'ruach in the summer, that's okay. But v'hatal, but as far as the do goes, shu'udavar hamizbakish le'olam, that's something we need all the time. So, yesh mikoymos shenoygim laskiri b'moisachama. So there are places that we mention it in the summer months, like we do. We say morid atol. V'lishol oisoy bein b'moisachama bein b'moisach gishamim. And we ask for it both in the summer and in the winter. So we'll say, like we say, we're saying tal. Umotar livracha, tal, umotar dew and the rain. But according to this custom, also in the summer, they would say the same tal livracha instead of without the motor, we don't want the rain. So we say the same tal livracha. So even though we just said that you don't, it never stops, so why would we ask for it? Because the request is that it should be for a blessing. We're not asking for dew, but we're asking that it should be for a blessing, so that the dew should go for a blessing. Because sometimes it's not for a blessing. The dew could be not for a blessing too, so the request is not for the actual dew, but it's the request that the dew should be for a blessing. So that's why they would say the same tal livracha in the summer and the same tal motor livracha in the winter. But v'im hiskiroi b'moisa gishamim, oishelo hiskiroi, but if he does mention it in the rain season, I don't understand why he's saying v'im hiskiroi b'moisa gishamim, we just said, yesh mikoyin hiskiroi b'moisa chamo, oh, but it says v'lishelo hiskiroi b'im b'moisa chamo, b'im b'moisa gishamim, so, if he does mention it in the rain, even according, I guess, to the other opinion, the other side that doesn't say it, and if he adds the dew, or you don't say the same tal livrocha in the summer months, which we don't say anyways. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Now we're talking about mentioning it in the first brocha. So in the rain season, yeah? What? If you mentioned, because before we said that in the winter we just say Mashiv HaRuach Umayrid HaGeshem, we only ask it in the summer, but in this we say, but we don't say about the dew. What happens? Somebody says, "Mashiv haruach umayrid hatol vehageshem." So you added the word "hatol" the geshem, or shalohi skiroi b'meisachama, or in the summer months you did not say "mayrid hatol." According to this opinion that says that you mentioned it in the summer months, you say "mayrid hatol." So that's one. Or, and now we're talking about the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, oy shaloy shol, oy se bein b'meisa chama, bein b'meisa gishamim. Or you didn't ask for dew, neither in the summer or the winter months. You just said the same motor. You just said you asked for motor, but you didn't ask for the dew. Okay? So then, ein machzirin oy, then you still don't go back. So for dew, you don't go back at all. Even though you haven't finished the bracha, since the Chachamim never obligated you to say tal and the wind. So basically, for dew and wind, we don't go back. Whatever you do with the dew and the wind, whether you say it, you don't say it, you say it when you're not supposed to, you mention it, you don't mention it, do, and that doesn't matter. If you say it okay, you don't say it's good, do it the way it says in the Siddur. But a mistake over there doesn't, do and wind you don't have to repeat, you don't have to say it over again, you don't have to go back, because he's not obligated to say so, and it doesn't hurt so if you do say so, so it doesn't matter. However, in our countries, he says, Noigim lishal atal b'meis ha-gashom. So we ask for dew in the rain. We say the same tal umotor livracha, but we don't, v'loi b'meis ha-chama. We don't say the same tal livracha in the summer months. We just say the same bracha, give blessing, but we don't say the same tal livracha. And also, v'loi la'askira, loi b'meis ha-chama, loi b'meis ha-gashom. And we don't talk about, we say, mashiv ruach merid ha-gashem, but we don't say, he says here, we don't say not in the summer. We also don't say merid atol. Well, he says in that because we do say merid atol, but that goes based on the some people like the Ashkenaz sitter doesn't have merid atol in the summer. We do have it. Beim iskidoi v'shol oisoi, and if you do mention it that you asked it, ein machzirin oisoi, then we don't make him go back. So keep going. The Shomar, the Saint Tal, the Nisker Koydim Shomar Umotor. So if he said the Saint Tal and for Umotor, we're not going to tell him to go back. So again, but that's the kind. But in our custom, it's not like that. We do say Morid Atol in the summer. Now it doesn't say; it just says the customs. I mean, why would we mention the dew in the summer by us, merid atol? I mean, that's what we do. Over here, they don't mention it at all, and we don't mention it. We say mashiv ruach merid ageshem. Why don't we also say mashiv ruach merid atol ageshem? Anyway, so that needs to be still looked into. So, but I guess just to remember this, we don't have to say dew. We don't have to say wind. Neither nasking, and any mistake you make. Now the thing is like this: you can't make a mistake with the wind and the dew by the seasons, because wind and dew really have nothing to do with the seasons. He only said we're asking for the wind in the winter. That's why we say mashiv ruach umerid ageshem, because not asking, we're mentioning it because it's needed more. But it's still there's wind in the summer too. I mean, wind in the summer is not a curse, and so it doesn't make it now. The real issue starts now, that we're going to learn now, is what happens if you make a mistake as far as the dew, the rain goes. Like, not mentioning, let's see, Siv Dalas, let's do...
Can you just explain the difference between Mutter and Geshem? Are they synonyms?
Same thing. Mutter and Geshem, same thing. Same, exactly. Subsection 4. So now, let's do like this. Now comes a question. Im Omar Moirid HaGeshem B'Moy Sachamo. Now, here it's important in order to remember this halacha. If you know the logic, then you can remember the halacha. A lot of times it's hard to remember just halacha. You got to look in charts. You got to know the reasoning behind it. Then you can remember the halacha. So now we're talking about in the summer month, right? What do we say? We say, Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem, right? Why do we say that in the summer month? Why do we say that we say that in the winter month. Because that's when we want rain, right? But what happens after the first day of Pesach? We said before, we don't say it anymore. What do we start saying then? We either don't say anything or we say merid atol, depending on your custom. But we don't say anymore. Now what happens, you know, you change. But one is in the habit of saying all the time, mashiv ruach merid ageshem, he's in the habit, right? Forgets. So after Pesach, he says, mashiv ruach merid ageshem. So he says like this. If during the summer months he says Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem, but forget about the Ruach. All we care about is the Geshem. The Ruach doesn't bother us, because the Mashiv Ruach doesn't bother us. Even in the summer months, the Ruach is okay. But he said Merid Hageshem. So if he's again be Meisachama, Machzirin Oisav, we will tell you have to do it again. You can't. You would have to repeat. Why? Lifi. Because rain in the summer months is but a sign of a curse. It's no good. I mean, by us, it rains. But technically, according to the season in Israel, it's not supposed to rain in the summer. Israel doesn't rain in the summer. So it's not. It's considered to be a curse if it rains. So to say that God gives rain in the summer month is not a blessing, it's a curse. That's why the Chachamim required a person who mentions a curse in his prayer, that he should pray without a curse. That blessing that you mentioned the curse in it, because you said Geshem, you have to start it over again. You have to start the beginning with that bracha. A bracha that had a curse, has something in bracha. Well, why doesn't he just say, he said, Vesein, what did he say? He said, Mashiv, Ruach, Umarina Geshem in the summer. So he said a curse. So why don't we just tell him, go back, and say Mechal Kel Chaim, and just do it over again.
They have to start from the very beginning.
Why does he have to start from the beginning of the bracha? Why can't he just go back to the place he made a mistake? Because if he goes back to the place he made a mistake, he's not going to be correcting anything, because he's not saying anything. I mean, saying over there, murdered at all, doesn't take away from what he said, the curse over there. He's still that curse stands, so he's saying it again. Because Yim Yachzal Mechal Chaim, Levav Tov Zeh Maskil Shelo Kedin. You're not going to take away that which you mentioned, not the right chicken dino shalaskora bimaisak shamim, because this is the normal thing. What do you do in the rain season when you do mention it? You say mashiv aruach merda geshem, and you continue mechal kel chayim bechesed. That's the way you pray. So, okay, welcome. What do you do? So once you've gone beyond, you made a mistake. You started through it. You say, after Gibur Lahem Hashem, you say, Mechayim Esim, Mashiv Aruach Umorid Hageshem, in the summer months. After Pesach, right? After the first day of Pesach. So what are you going to do? After we started, what are you going to do? You can't go, you have to go back to Ato Gibur, technically, right? But you can't just go back to Mechal Kel Chayim, because that's not going to do anything for you. So what do you go back to? So you have to start out to Giber. What happens in Niskar Achach Simas Abrocha? Here we go. If you remembered after you completed the Abrocha, then you don't only go back to Ata Giber, you got to go back to the beginning of the Amida, all the ways to the beginning together. Im Niskar Achach Simas Abrocha, Tzorech Lachzal Resha Tefillah. You got to go back to the beginning of the Davn. Why? Lifishe Kol HaToya Be'ezu Brocha, Be'inyin Shetzorech Lachzal V'letaken to Usay. Because anybody who makes a mistake in any bracha, in a way that you have to go back and fix the mistake, any bracha you are, if you need to go back and redo that, and you need to go back and redo that bracha for the mistake, but you did not go back until you finished that blessing, so you didn't realize your mistake until after you finished the blessing. So you made such a mistake that required you to go back. In this case, you said Mashiv Aruach Merda Geshem. So he has to go back to the beginning. But he didn't realize that. And now he finishes the bracha and he says, Mechaya Hamesim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaya Hamesim. That's when he realized. Loidai lo shiach zelamokum shetol letaken to usay. So then it's not sufficient to go back to the place that he made a mistake to fix the mistake. Then you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you have to go back to the beginning. If you finish the bracha, you can't go back to this spot. Here we're talking about even though you could fix. In our case, he couldn't fix it. Why? Because he's not changing anything, so he has to go back to Ato Gibur. But if he already finished the bracha, so anytime you have to go in the three first brachas are considered like one bracha, as will be explained. So basically, what we have, so we have to go back to the beginning of the Amida in this case. Basically, what he's saying here, just to recap what he's saying over here is, if you made a mistake and you said Mashiva Ruach Amorid Hageshem in the summer months, right? Then, if you come to a place before you finish the bracha Mechayim Esim, you didn't say Baruch Ato Hashem yet from the Mechayim Esim, then you go back to the beginning of the bracha Ato Gibur and you start over. But if you already said Baruch Ato Hashem from Mechayim Esim, you got to go back to the beginning of the davening.
You do the three steps back?
No. You can just go back. No. Okay, let's do one more halacha here. Actually, it's here, and we'll.